Hey, this is Adrian.
And this is Ethan.
And this is Whiskey and Wires, brought to you by Intuitive Networks, where we talk all things tech.
And all things whiskey.
It's early. It's early, man.
Take three.
We're recording now.
We just did a whole intro monologue and it wasn't even recording. I looked down and I'm like, why isn't this recording?
I made my best jokes and you all missed every single one of them.
Well, we just poured some homemade Baileys with some cream and some coffee because we're in the morning time right now. So I don't even think we should do it over again. Whatever. F it. Yeah. Let's just go. It's very delightful. It's very good. We got the raw stuff, right? So we know that it was good. You weren't doing it for the gram, for the pod. But this is very good. Mike, cheers to you for this. Mm. But today we're going to be discussing, as everybody knows, the, I don't know, would you say it's a new rule or would you just like...
I'd say it's an old topic, but new.
It's fresh.
Yeah, it's pretty fresh. It was originally announced back in the 7th of last month. So March 7th.
Oh my gosh, I thought it was older than that. Oh, that's way fresh news.
Yeah, so it's a very, very fresh bill. But the idea behind it is 5-6 years old at least.
It's almost like as you read it, it's the quiet stuff coming out loud is really what it is. And we're talking about the Restrict Act, the S-686, right? The Restrict Act. So that's what we're going to be talking about because it's so fresh, so new.
Yeah.
I think it impacts pretty much everybody, but you guys specifically.
So is that in the Senate or the House?
That's in the Senate right now.
It's going to pass the Senate.
It was pitched to the Senate on the 7th of last month. No further action has been taken, but folks are expecting it to be a fairly quick one to go through and start getting talked about just because it is so timely. And again, it's been an issue.
Let's rewind a little bit. How do we get here prior to the 7th?
Well, it's no secret that there are some
unscrupulous.
Social media and even professional programs that are put out by foreign countries that are widely used and enjoyed by the American populace. Mm-hmm. These include things like, you know, the big buzzer is TikTok, right?
Yeah. Did you watch that deposition or whatever it was, the hearing with dude?
No.
Oh, I did.
Whose phone's going off? That's you.
That's me.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. Fire.
So you did watch it? You watched it?
I watched some of it, yeah.
And?
Non-answers, the usual. Have you been spying or have you been collecting data? Well, per our statement, you know, so long ago, I agree with the statement.
It's like every time they get asked a question, thank you for that question. Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I'm like, you really? Like, come on, we can see through that, bro.
I'm so excited to be answering this question.
Yeah.
And I hope that we can do it further. Next question, please.
For 4 hours. Okay, so everybody's using it, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are recording for a platform.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, as such, and we all utilize these platforms. What is the basis of this bill? Or is it a law?
No, it's a bill. It's a bill.
It's a bill.
It has been passed. It has to go through Senate, House, all that. President can still veto it, all that. So this bill, the basis of it is protecting, you know, the verbiage that is the official verbiage is protecting the American populace from foreign data collection groups.
Okay. By and large, in any foreign entity, country, whatever.
I think that they're going to get more specific with it than that. I read through it. I think last week when we were first discussing it, I read through the bill since I am in no way, shape, or form a political prodigy. My eyes rolled back a few times, but the gist of it is there are certain countries and certain programs, I guess is a good way to put it, that are concerning to the American government. And right now there's nothing within their law that can protect us from it. So they're wanting to set a precedent. So they're wanting to say, hey, we've decided that TikTok is now illegal because we know we can prove without a shadow of a doubt that the Chinese government is gathering intelligence on the American population that we think will be harmful to us.
Right.
And right now, even though they know that is a thing, there's nothing they can do about it.
Who's that?
The American government.
Okay.
And so this bill kind of sets the precedence where in the future they can ban or make illegal foreign programs, software, apps, things like that, that they believe, you know, steal information from the American population.
As I've dug into this, and I want to get your take too, Adrian, but like I'm conflicted in one hand.
Yeah.
I'm super conflicted and it affects you. And we'll dive into that with, you know, internet privacy and security and all that. But, you know, one hand, we want to protect the American public, right? The American people, foreign and domestic. That's kind of, you know, dude's charge.
Yep.
And so you want to know, you have to adapt in the changing times. But then at the other hand, you're like, this is way constrictive. Feels very communist-y. It's very, right. What are you going to do with my stuff?
Well, what I'm interested in seeing is I haven't read the bill. I've seen highlights of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to look at the verbiage because that's where I think it really comes down to. Because if it says foreign entities or foreign countries, that's one thing. But if it says anything harmful to the United States government, what does that mean?
No, well, you got it.
Well, I mean,
I was going to say I could read it. What it said. What
generally, it is focused on foreign groups.
Well, but okay, the Restrict Act is a proposed legislation that was first introduced in the United States on March 7th to authorize the security of commerce to review and prohibit transactions between persons in the United States and foreign
adversaries. Yeah.
And
which
for read the rest and for other purposes.
Other purposes. So
that's so scary.
I'm not going to get too political here.
Though,
but if for some reason certain political parties in power and they don't agree with the different, like the format, like Truth Social, is that other?
Well, the way it's been weaponized now?
The other thing to keep in mind is that that is off the bill summary, right? And so that is summarizing the bill. That other could be clearly defined in the bill.
Yeah.
We just need to find that out.
That's the reason we wanted to talk about it, is it's so new.
Well, based on my experience, usually it's not. If there's ambiguity to be had for the U.S. government,
they'll have it.
Yeah, no, the ambiguity is put there in on purpose, right? There's no ambiguity in ambiguity. They know what they're doing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So and you are absolutely right with the conflicting, right? Because the within the United States, without the United States, everyone's has some. This net falls over everyone somehow.
Right. So with this though. Where do you stand on the whole privacy thing? Like, obviously, and I asked this specifically with you within IT and what you do for clients is you're trying to protect their everything, you know, information technology. So privacy, where do you fall in this?
Okay, so for me personally, I'm a big Fourth Amendment person.
Yeah.
It's a transaction, whether it be a foreign or domestic entity with someone who's a consumer.
Yep.
They're ultimately responsible. Albeit it could be very hard to find, or it's a lot of writing, lawyer talk for the fine print. But that is an agreement that you're entering into.
Meaning what?
The contracts, right?
When you create an account on TikTok or Instagram whatever.
You're literally like digitally signing a contract.
And the EULA, the end user agreeing license to agreement.
So it goes back to, okay, well, what about contracts? Where does that fall in? Should that be addressed in terms of like, does contract law get affected by this?
Right. Well, and this is specific on social, but we're going to get into it, like VPNs and all that stuff. So it's everything. So the only recourse I have as an American citizen, right, is to not sign up. Get off Instagram, get off TikTok, stop using
it. It's choice, right?
Right.
So was it Ben Franklin who says that, you know, it's that fine line between liberty and freedom or restriction, but there's more risk with the liberty and the freedom.
Yes.
Inherently.
And there's also the quotes of those who would give up security for safety, deserve neither and get.
That's also been.
You know, yeah.
Dude, you look at just the military move.
And that is also me looking at this. I have very similar feelings to you two, but at the same time, you guys know some of my background coming from a federal, especially within the intelligence field, there is a huge huge just exclamation point on the gathering of information on Americans versus non-Americans. Where information gathering on Americans is just a hell of a no-go, like prison time for accidental infringements, you know?
Yeah.
It is a big deal because those are inalienable rights.
Yeah. Which, if I'm using a platform, a phone or whatever, I'm doing something stupid as an American citizen, right? Then yeah, you're going to get popped. But if I'm mad at California, I'm like, Newsom's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Should I be locked up and taken? Hell no.
No.
If I'm actively planning something, then yes. Because I would want, because, you know, you want the government security. I just say security. I think it needs to be a small government.
There's also a huge difference between information gathering and what's public information. True. You can gather as much public information as you want. There's companies out there that's all that they do is gather public information and resell it to stores and marketing and things like that. That's what they do. That is nothing illegal with that. What's happening is within America, it is illegal to gather certain types of information that is not illegal to gather in other countries.
And they're doing it.
And they're doing it because it's not illegal for them. And we sign a contract. So what this bill's in effect, as far as I understand, trying to do is make those contracts not hold up weight for the American population. It's like if you were to go sign a contract with a guy saying, hey, I'm going to go kill that guy, and you get charged for murder and say, hey, I signed a contract, it's fine.
How does that affect global trade contract, though? Because we're a common law society.
Yep.
If it creates precedent to start messing with contracts, it's very slippery slope.
Oh, yeah. Contracts are dead. Nobody's going to sign them.
Again, the idea is that this bill is supposed to be laser focused on information gathering, right? If they have reason to believe that, you know, they're just gathering information off the American populace to use for nefariously, then they want to be able to protect against that with, you know, us as the Americans underneath their legislature, hoping that it doesn't evolve into something worse.
I was going to say, who's articulating what's nefarious and what's not? What's that checklist that somebody, because I agree with what you said here. Like, when do you go and say, oh, that person's on the right, oh, I don't like him, let's take him down?
You read part of the bill. I mean, it says commerce. Okay, what does that mean?
Yeah,
what's underneath commerce?
There's the slippery slope thing is all. I mean, technology is changing. 10 years ago, if you would have talked about this wouldn't have even been an issue. The technology, the stuff, it wouldn't have existed.
Yeah, that is true.
It's like if you were to go back to our founding fathers and ask them about gun rights, and you can be on either side of the argument. We all know where we are on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the idea of the, you know, if you can pop off 30 rounds in 10 seconds, would you still feel the same? That's neither here nor there. But the idea that technology changes.
Yeah, because that's
so hard to factor.
The person across from me can shoot 40. Yes, I want that. Yes,
100%. Because right now we're talking about TikTok and nefarious VPNs. 5 years from now, it could be full on just tearing into our personal lives without us ever knowing about it. And if there's nothing set in place, you know, that's the fear factor in there.
Well, there are safeguards.
Who wants this?
I mean, there can be safeguards. I mean, that's where you let the free market figure it out. If you could buy a protection service for $12 a month for your phone or any device to help safeguard against that. Or why doesn't someone create an app to like help you figure out the fine print of these apps? Give me bullet points. Like, here's the red flags.
Well, we went through. We did that show with the social media. What the heck? What terms and conditions?
Yeah. Right. Shameless like plug. It was a great terms episode.
Condition app. Why is no one doing that? You know,
they probably should.
You know, because I mean, those things are long and they're tedious.
At the same time, I don't think that app would be successful because all that information, it's public knowledge. You can Google, what is TikTok taken from me?
But if you condense 15 pages into 15 bullet points.
It is an easy Google to see that TikTok's taken stuff from you that you don't want them to take from you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And people have that information. They don't care. I don't think
that. Because they want to see the scantily clad, the dances.
I'm going to tell you up front. I was at Disneyland this weekend. There were people posting them doing these dances or whatever is trendy in the park or doing something, and they're obviously using TikTok.
Yeah.
The newer generation that's happening right now, they will not they will not let go of TikTok.
It's the network effect. All your friends are there. Yeah. You have to be there.
I could tell you that it would actually be political suicide in a lot of ways to actually do something like that.
At the same time, we're so used to thinking about political suicide and stuff like that. What if it needed to happen for public safety?
So with the public safety part, I mean, holy smokes. Where do we go in protecting but not violating? Do you throw away something that has been said?
Well, that's the
program my mic now.
Yeah, it definitely helps you be heard, huh? That is the thing, because when you talk about it from a government standpoint, you know, the American population needs its freedoms. And if with things like this, it is restricting, it is just another layer of government control. And everyone in this room at least can agree that that's not the direction that we would like it to go. But with that in mind, even with sizing down the government, leaving it up to free trade, letting people find their own way to protect themselves about this, mm-hmm. is that are the adversaries, you know, that are in question with this, people gathering information to later use nefariously, they are not limited.
Nope, by the same rules.
Yeah, they don't play by the same rules. They don't They don't care if we give our citizens freedom, because to them that just opens the door. Yeah, they're gonna have more of an advantage. So at what point in time, knowing that we have foreign adversaries trying to at the very minimum take advantage of our population, at what point in time is it the government's responsibility to help?
I see, that's the part where you lean on the
government. Again, the government, we're here to help. That's the big joke, right? Yeah. But
I'm not against the government. It's just all the different things. And I honestly think it's more of like, how do we go and take out our political adversary versus the world?
Right.
You know, but in your space with the whole VPN, like, you guys encourage and use VPN, right? Absolutely. For clients, right?
For a lot of folks, it's necessary.
Now, for those that don't know, or maybe like, all right, I know the term VPN, like, but what is it? How does it work?
Very layman's terms, it is a way to securely connect somewhere else through a pipeline that can't be seen or
Think of it as like a secure bridge.
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, and a lot of, let's say half of the, what do we have, 380 million people in the United States? So half use it. Now, if this law or bill, whatever, gets passed, does like all the major, like Disney, Netflix, Amazon, do they have to?
No. Specifically, the VPNs that are in this, and again, right now, the VPNs that are in this bill are only the ones that are owned or hosted overseas.
Got it. Okay.
So a Chinese or Russian owned and operated VPN that is being deployed to the United States, which absolutely is, you know, going to be taking information.
So it's like a wall, a digital wall.
Yeah.
But I thought we don't like walls.
Well, those get banned, you know, and also some of the big names that are, even if they're foreign, they're not from our adversaries, or they're anyone that has a server farm or has a office operated from any of these external companies also face potentially the same blockages until they can prove that they're no longer doing that.
So I know, you know, an American citizen probably, we work from a ton of different countries. From meaning like, I'm a citizen and I work for Kodak. I just happen to be based in Hong Kong or Taiwan or whatever.
Hell, we have clients with employees actively in several of these countries.
So did they get shut off with this?
That would be an interesting question. Yeah. Not necessarily, because they are not working off of a VPN that's being hosted from there. Mm. They're merely using a VPN while over there.
So that they can't be tracked that where they are or whatever.
Which, by the way, we have a couple clients with employees in China. It is so funny setting up their computers, because we remote in, and just the amount of bloatware that just gets automatically put on there. Welcome to the, you know, mm-hmm. Republic of China.
What's bloatware?
Stuff that's put on the computer that is not necessary but serves a separate function.
Got it.
Spyware, things like that. Bloatware is usually more benign.
It's just there.
Malicious. But it does still serve a purpose. So when we
like
go
solitaire on everybody's computer, right. Why is that there?
Right. So when we go in there and clean it out and put on our special protective programs and stuff like that, and it flushes all that out. We like to joke that there's just an office somewhere in China where they're watching everything, and one of the screens just goes off.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner in Northern California.
Right.
So the question is, does this new restrict act mean for using VPN? So the restrict act establishes a risk-based process tailored to the rapidly changing technology and threat environment by directing the Department of Commerce which is a very big, ambiguous, like, what is, I actually never heard of that, to identify and mitigate foreign threats to information and communication technology products and services. So we got people who are making this, oh, I don't want to get it started. What else does this do within your space?
You know what, though? I'm getting kind of like just a flashback from the Patriot Act. How it started and its intentions.
Once it's in there, it's you don't take it away. Yeah. So you're gonna have like that's a great point. You're gonna have like TSA for online.
There will probably be an entire department.
The scary idea comes from the enforcement of this and how they plan on banning these things. It's easy enough to remove TikTok from the App Store, right?
Yeah.
That's easy enough. It's easy enough to do some of those steps, but there are difficulties in some of the other programs, things that you can get bootlegged or torrented or on a flash drive, right, that are technically going to be illegal. How do they protect against those if the goal is protection against those, right?
Yeah, which is a good point. So let's think about the other side, right? The other side being for, right? We're against, but then all we're talking about it, I go, if we don't come to the table with a solution, because like you said, they don't play by our rules.
Right, right.
If we don't and something happens, are we just, you know, who would we blame? Would we, you know, we have to adapt to changing threats and all that kind of stuff.
The analogy that I've actually heard from this is like, we see a missile coming. Mm-hmm. It has been fired. We see it coming. We know who it's from. We know its intent. We know it's coming. We need to protect against that missile. Do we?
I could hear that.
Sorry. Sorry, keep going. No, I fidget. we need to protect against that missile. If you could guarantee that missile would not hit us, but everyone in America would have to be confined by a rule in some way.
Would you do it?
And that is just the age old question of the, you know, because there's
a tough one.
Yeah. Because there's every American who's like, I would rather not be confined and deal with the missile, where there's other people like, let's not even worry about the missile. I'm willing to give up this one thing in order to protect us from this forever, which again, it's kind of the two sides. Both have valid arguments, but we can only go with one option.
You just have to, and that's the infighting that we're at. And I mean, I know that we're kind of getting off of a political rail, like IT podcast about whiskey and wires, it affects us.
We did decide to bring up a bill today, so it's going to get.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Unfortunately, a lot of the legislation is going to be rooted in technology, so it's kind of unavoidable too.
Well, and I wonder too, and I don't know, and that's kind of the origin of this show, and what we're talking about is we don't have the answers. It's just so new, and it affects your industry, but. You know, is the right and left taken out of it? And we go, this is the threat. Here's how we feel, we being the collective we.
Bro, we've taken the right and left. Right and left isn't taken out of it when we send guys overseas to fight wars, much less when you talk about tech. You know, there's always going to be a right and left when you talk about
how to do something.
Yeah, yep. It's
philosophies. Why not meet in the middle here? And this is where I get a little frustrated with it's particularly the U.S. government, the way they pass things. Why not just make a well-defined bill that's limited in scope? You have to pass the addendums to basically add to it. And the people who voted for are on the hook for doing that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But
because they just that, they're on the hook.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go and say, ooh, mine was constrictive or wasn't thought through all the way.
But Adrian, ambiguity is how they add in things that they want later.
I know. I'm trying to be optimistic or ideally.
It's like when you see the bill that gets passed and it's super simple, and then by the time it passes, it has 500 extra pages of all the potholes fixed and pay increases.
You gotta
pass it to know what's in it.
Fuck that.
Right? I mean, that's a good point.
And there is kind of the expectation. This hasn't even really been discussed by the Senate. It was brought up. It was posed to the Senate a month ago, right? And no further, as far as we know, no further decisions have been made.
Do you think it's going to happen? Do you think it's going to go through? Or are we just wasting our breath?
I think it'll pass the Senate. We were talking about that. Mm-hmm. I think it'll get to the House. Not sure where it'll go from there. But at the same time,
I don't see it. If it does, it's going to be like by one or two votes.
I also don't think that it's going to go in the exact same way that it's being proposed right now.
This is going to have to be rewritten multiple times.
I think there will be addendums. I think there will be omissions. Because even from a cynical point of view, right? Even from a cynical point of view, you don't think that some of those folks in there have not necessarily ties, but interest in some of these foreign entities as far as, you know, there's going to be pushback, even if, you know, things are going to be changed to make everyone in the room or majority of people in the room happy.
Seriously. We're going to have to cut this one out. Like the car.
Or hear me out. We leave it in. That's
the real, it's the real. Well, you know, and as we're talking about this and looking online, there is varying opinions and everything. And that's like, you know, take it out. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But this is funny. TikTok ban is starting to look a lot like Gen Z's Patriot Act.
Yep.
That's just that. Because I remember, too, because, you know, when that all went down. Stop everybody at the gate. Don't get on when my family's on the plane.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
There's also going to be the discussion of, you know, if you're talking about foreign property from these, what things say it's, what the hell?
Huh?
I lost feed.
Oh, keep going.
Say it's just a app developer out of China who has no ill intentions. That's just where he lives and where he develops from. And he releases something. Is that banned as well? Or is it just stuff that we can tie directly back to the.
I think they need to. Really, and as we're talking here, I wonder if it's got this far, how much of it is truly legit and going to happen. It'll probably, you know, happen or at some point. So one of the things that I think that they 100% have to define is who's deeming who a national threat.
That largely is already being taken care of. That's like the director of the Office of Intelligence.
Yeah, but they better get that out. I mean, that's the whole thing. All of a sudden, that is out.
That is, to a certain extent, public information. It's public information who we deem our threats.
I would like to know if us doing this, talking about this openly, is a threat. Because could we influence people to, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. You're limiting now what the hell we can say. Which in your space in the IT, I mean, how does that ripple into how you advise clients for emails? Documents.
Well, you know, that's one of the benefits. And this is why I have an issue with the consumer portion of this law.
Sure.
But businesses, per the employment agreement, they have control as to what you can and cannot put on your phone if it's a business issued phone or laptop.
Yeah.
There's even means of not allowing those to be downloaded with software.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same with government. So, I mean, this is where I'm getting back to. What's really the point? I mean, the real access to really legitimate information or intel that these other potential nefarious institutions around the world would want to have access to, other than what someone likes to buy on Amazon. What's the point about blanketing this to everybody?
Oh, you just made a good point that I don't know that I fully thought through. You're saying that if you're spying on the business, you're going, no, all the business community already has it. For an employee, it's a contract.
Right. You can make it, and we do advise clients to go, you know, you really should provide a company issued laptop or phone, and you should have these preset standards to where they would not be able to even consider or try to install TikTok on their
phone. Or whatever, yes.
Yeah.
And the devil's advocate argument to that is, how many companies have we gone into and done our initial reviews to see that they're doing everything wrong already? And how many companies that deal with finance space or defense space or anything like that, that don't have those good practices in place, have TikTok on their work phone as well and are just given all their information.
Exactly. Over? So in a way, I think that's the responsibility of us being a good steward of our community.
Oh yeah.
As a IT company, to educate and to help safeguard these businesses or you know, potentially government entities if you're a consultant coming in.
It's absolutely what we do. The security from what this bill is trying to cover is what we already protect from. I think that they're looking at the large group of companies and, you know, individuals who don't have those safeguards, right? Or aren't willing to entertain them.
So what you're saying is, if companies already have that, the only other people group is
citizen. Why go after the rights of a 10-year-old child that has TikTok on their phone versus a business or someone working for the DOD?
I will say there's a lot of information to be gathered off the civilian population, right? Mm-hmm. That is difficult to say exactly where it comes into play. If you gather the daily habits of one person, everything they do, where they shop, where they go for a year, you can learn a bit about that person. You do it for a million people, you have an accurate estimation of exactly what that city's doing. And yeah, that's the level of information that we are just freely giving out. We are giving
just by your habits. I mean, that's what we do when we're hunting animals.
Just by where you're bringing your phone.
Yeah.
Here's a valid question I have. If we're going to do this and this get passed, should we in turn be good stewards and stop doing to the other countries that we're going to be basically
Here's the thing. We don't do a lot of this. There is information gathering that we do against foreign entities when we're at war with them. That is absolutely something we do.
There's spying going on, but not to this level.
But spying and gathering information for nefarious acts against a civilian population is directly against the United States military's code of ethics.
Which, and we can spy on China, but we aren't tapping into their internet because they shut that shit down, don't they? I'm going to say no.
Right.
Go government. Oh, man. Well, go ahead.
I was going to say, it is amazing the intelligence and counterintelligence that the American military can do. But again, there's a code of ethics that are in place there that is not mirrored across the world.
Right.
There are things like the Geneva Conventions.
Oh, they don't play.
Things like Geneva Conventions that keep us from doing the, quote, war crimes, you know, like bombing our own population, chemical warfare, things like that. But when it comes to technology, it is such new ground that there are really no rules to that scale in place as to what's ethical and what's not on a worldwide scale.
Right. 100%.
So either someone, you know, big world political view coming in, we either need to have that discussion with NATO and foreign countries as to what's ethical or what's not, or we need to protect ourselves until it does.
You mentioned that it's against the military code of ethics.
Yes.
And rules of engagement.
Yeah. Well,
what about
more code of conduct. Again, every three-letter agency, there's like 16 of them, right? Every intelligence agency underneath the federal umbrella has a code of conduct, has rules of engagement, and those rules of engagement are depending on the area that they're in.
The verbiage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why I think this is going to be a very sketch one.
But there's an overarching ethical rule that you don't cross. There are certain things that can only be passed if you get permission from the president of the United States and stuff like that.
Which, let's save that for the next show. Because there's some things that, like...
We imagine that it would be a no from him. That would be a veto, right?
That he's not for it?
I imagine that he might be coerced to veto.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's the next show. Let's do that one on our other podcast. It's called IT and Me.
Yeah.
Sorry, talk about things. All right. Well, guys, obviously this is a new, fresh thing that's just coming out. It's in your space. It's going to affect you. So we want to talk about it. We don't have all the answers yet, but we will circle back and do subsequent shows once there's information that comes out. Sound good?
Yeah. Sounds great.
Oh, heck yeah.
I'm excited to see, excited is a loose word. It's a bad word for it, but I'm interested to see exactly, what changes are made to this before it gets pushed forward.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
For every conversation we're having about it, there's 400 people
that are talking about
with much more polarized views than what's in this room. So,
100%. Oh my gosh. All right. Well, you guys have a good one. We will see you back here on Whiskey and Wires.